Rabbi, we left off with the second half of difficulties. Baruch Hashem, we got a little bit of an understanding in the Rashi's call with Naomi and Rus, what went on. But then we still left with this big problem of how could Naomi suggest Rus to do such a thing, which L'chair is going to make Boaz even less interested than he would have been. That was the big problem that we had at the beginning, that L'chair, by sending Rus to Boaz in such a time, in such a compromised situation, it's going to make L'chair, it's going to make Boaz not be interested in her. As little interest as he should have in her, it's going to make him have even less interest. So we brought down from the Ramami Panu that the Ramami Panu writes that she wasn't Roy for Boaz talk. The Gavul Ador doesn't belong with such a woman. That's what he says. Be'etzim, it doesn't. The Gavul Ador, as Boaz who he was, didn't make sense that he should marry. That's what he says. And he says as follows. He says that's why it had to be in a compromised fashion. But he says an unbelievable chiddush. We know there's two kinds of marriages. There's a marriage of ishus, regular, normal ishus. Then there's a marriage called pilagshus, pilegesh. Pilegesh literally comes from the Russian peleg isha, a part wife, not a full wife. In what way is it not a full wife? It's big machloekes rishonim. What's missing by a pilegesh? Some Rishonim hold is actually missing in Kiddushin, it's just Yichud. Some Rishonim hold you do regular Kiddushin with a Pilegesh, but you don't have a Ksubit. For that reason, she's called a Pelegish, it's not a full marriage. Who's allowed to marry a Pilegesh? According to the Rambam, nobody but a Melech. Only a king is allowed to marry a Pilegesh. Dovra Melech had a Pilakshim, Shlomo Melech had a Pilakshim. According to the Rambam, a Hedyot is not allowed to marry. A regular person is not allowed to marry a Pilegesh, according to the Rambam Shita. According to the other Rishonim, the Ramah brings it down, they held that Pilakshus is mutter. Even for a regular person, Pilakshus is mutter. Now we come to the Ramami Panu's unbelievable Chiddush about what went on with Naomi and Rus, and we'll see an unbelievable, really fascinating idea. Naomi, when Rus comes to Boaz, so if you read in the Megillah, she comes to Boaz, she tells him what she's there for. First, when he sees her, he's shocked. What's this woman doing here? Finally, she explains to him what she's doing there. It's a strange way of talking. Poshet, she means marriage. Take me in. Because you're the one who's supposed to redeem the field. You should marry me as well. Boaz gives her then a whole mishaberich. Look in the Megillah. He says, "Hey, taft chastecha achron min arishon." What you did now is more chesed than the one that you went after your mother-in-law when you came here to begin with. Chesed? That Rus is ready to marry Boaz as a chesed? Give me a break. This is the Moaviah. This is the Gioris Moaviah. She's willing to marry the Gadol Hador. Wow, who's also very rich. What a tzaddik. What is these guys? She should get the Midas Award. She's ready to marry the Gadol Hador, who's the Gevir of the Dor. Basically everything together. Rockefeller and Torah Gdula B'Mokom Echot. And she's ready to marry him. Wow, what a tzaddik. He doesn't just tell her she's a tzaddik. He says, "Hey, taft chastecha achron min arishon." This is more than what you did originally. What she did originally? She left everything. When she came with Naomi, she left everything. She left her father, mother. She left the riches of Moav. She came with her desolated mother-in-law, who has not a penny to her name. Oniva Evian, she was a widow. She came with her Teretz Yisrael to a land she knew nothing about. And Boaz tells her that this is more chesed than what she did originally. Try to make sense out of that. Rav Shach Zecher Tzadik Livracha had an interesting pshat. I'm going to share it with you because it came from Rav Shach. I don't really so much understand it. as far as, it doesn't really answer the question fully, but I'll tell you what he said. The Gemara says in Bava Kama and Kiddushin, and Avodah Zarah, three sukkahs in Shas, the Gemara says, Godel, mitzvah voice and mishen and mitzvah voice. The Gemara has a debate. Is a person who does a mitzvah when he's mitzvah, is he greater or weaker or lower than a person who does a mitzvah when he's commanded to do a mitzvah? So Mustafa remembers the Gemara from Kiddushin, from Bava Kama we had him, and Avodah Zarah, we didn't have it, I'm sure Elam has heard it. The conclusion of the Gemara is Godel mitzvah vayis and mimishen mitzvah. Somebody gets more reward if they do a mitzvah when they're chayev to do a mitzvah than if you do a mitzvah when you're not chayev to do a mitzvah. Obviously, logically, it would make sense that if you volunteer to do a mitzvah and you're not mechuyev, you should get more reward. Not mechuyev to do it. So you should get muscha. So Tosis explains in several places in Shas in these sugyas, Tosis explains that there's a difference. A volunteer doesn't have a Yetzer Hara. I'm volunteering. So the Yetzer Hara doesn't fight me so much. I'm a volunteer. Mashen came and I'm a chuyif to do something. Then the Yetzer Hara tells me not to do it. I'm sure you'll notice in life you have much more Yetzer Hara for things you're not allowed to do. Mayim genuvim yim toku. Right? Mayim genuvim, something that you're not allowed to do, something you I have to do this, I don't want to do it. I don't have to do it. Okay, now I'll do it. It's the way it is. Even Chinuch HaBonim works that way. You tell your kid they have to do it. Your mother tells you better do this. Your mother says, do me a favor. Maybe you could do this for me. Isn't that it? It's a kunst. Smart parents know how to do it. That's the way you do it. Right? If a parent really wants to get the job done, you don't tell the kid you have to do it. Say, Zizkai, can you please do this for me? Say, no. Those are Tosfos. That's what Tosfos says in Avodah Zarah, that the person whose mitzvah voice is doyeg tomid levatel yitzoy. He's so busy with the Yetzer Hara convincing him. So Rav Shach said like this, when Rus volunteered to go with a mother-in-law, that was volunteer. She didn't have to do that. Nobody told her she has to do that. She, fakert, her mother-in-law said, Ziska, go home. What do you have to come with me for? Go back. She said, no, I'm coming with you. Right? Now it was different. Now Naomi calls her up, and Naomi says, listen, this is our relative, Boaz. You have to marry him. Have to. I don't want him. That was Boaz. That's how Rav Shach explains that when Boaz said that this chesed is greater than the chesed you did originally, that's what Boaz was saying. Now that you have to do it, you're not going to want to do it. The fact that you did it. The problem I have is, with all that being said and done, this is such a great shidduch that who cares if you have to do it? Right? If I went over to Rabbi Yitzchak HaKohen, told him, listen, I have now a commandment, I'm giving you a commandment, you're going to have to do this. Yeah, what is it, Rebbe? Listen, you're going to have to go to my driveway right now, on my house. I happen to lease, for 2 years, I leased a Lamborghini. It comes with a license, a complimentary license, even though you don't have your license yet. So there's a license there. You have your license, right? Not yet, but it's a complimentary. See, you get the Lamborghini, 2 year free lease, unlimited mileage, and the license. But you have to do it. I think Rabbi Yitzchak would be able to conquer his Yetzer Hara. I think he would do it. No, what are you telling me, Rabbi Yitzchak? I think he would do it. Even though I just commanded him, I said, you have to do it. He's not going to go, now that you told me, now I don't want it. I'll stick to my Camaro. No, Camaro is far not a Lamborghini. It's Chosha. It's not a Lamborghini. They're both just as low. You could climb into both of them. But Lamborghini is far to Lamborghini. Yeah? So that was my kasha. Even after Rav Shach's Chiddush, yeah, but look what Naomi was telling her to do. Naomi was saying, go to the Godel Hador, who's also the Gevir of the generation, and let him. Boaz tells Rus, you know why it's a chesed? Levilti leches achar habachur. You didn't go try to find a young man to marry some young person. That's also very shver. Whoever said that Rus is going to be able to find echar habachurim? Who says that she wasn't so eligible? We went through this. She was a Gieris, a Moaviah. Who wants her? A widower. Who wants her? Poor widow, Moavis, convert. I mean, come on, give me a break. How many X's could you have on your resume? Who's running after the Shidduch? But Boaz tells Rus, look what a chesed you did. Instead of running after these Echad HaBachurim, Kilu, there were lines of Shatchanim waiting to do Shidduchim with her. What does he mean? So I'll tell you what, again, I'm using the Yesod of the Ramah Mipanim. It's a Muridic Yesod. He says, just like Tamar knew at the time that she wasn't Roy to get Yehuda, so she compromised herself and she went to Proshas Drachim, whatever she did. Ruth also knew that she was not worthy, or felt she was not worthy. So did Naomi. Naomi, according to the Rami Panu, Naomi knew that, one second, Boaz is the Gavlador, the Reish Bezdin, he's not going to go for this deal. On the other hand, we need you to have a connection to him. For Malchus Beis David, for Yibum, for whatever the reasons were, we need you. Depending on how you learn, whether there was Ruach HaKodesh. Memela, the idea was that maybe if Boaz is not maskim, that it should be done conventionally, because of his position, he can't marry her. But maybe as a Pilegesh, he could marry her. Maybe as a Pilegesh, not as a full wife. Talk as a full wife, or Pastor Nisht. But maybe as a Pilegesh, maybe. And for Boaz, it would have been mutter, maybe according to all the Rishonim. Maybe he had Din Melech. He was a Shofet, he had Din Melech. Could be even according to the Rambam. And Memela, when Ruth went to Boaz, she didn't go for him necessarily, that I'm going to marry you out's wife. Maybe you're not masking him. I would understand. You're not masking him to marry me as wife. Uforastuk in a fecha. That's why she used such terminology. She'd say as a wife. Forastuk in a fecha. That also explains why Naomi used the Lashon Manoyach. Avakesh Loch Manoyach. I don't know if it's going to be a real marriage, but it'll be something. It'll be up to some connection, some Manoyach, some Manuch, something. Remember we asked that Kasha. 2 days ago we asked, why is she calling it a Manoyach? And that would explain why it had to be done in hiding. Because if Boaz is Taka, if the, like the Ramami Pana was saying, is Pastim Nisht, and he Taka can't do it, Al Teresh Av Bezdin. So he's going to want to do it in a hidden fashion. Right? If he's going to do it in a hidden fashion, then it had to be done this way. Not opened. That's why it was done Balaiwa. Nobody knowing. Boaz was shocked by what this Rus did. Rus Lamaisa was a young woman. She still had Beterach HaTeva many, many years to live. She came to Boaz not to marry her necessarily. She came to Boaz even to be a Pilegesh. What's a Pilegesh? Pilegesh, there's no Ksuba, there's no Chiyuv to support her even. She's not even getting the big bucks. She was ready to marry Boaz just to continue Malchus Beis David, or just for the purpose to be a Zecher for her old husband. Boaz said, wow, that's unbelievable. That's an unbelievable chesed. You're ready to do that? That's when he said, you have nothing to worry. I'll be happy to marry you. I'll be more than happy to marry you. The only thing is we have to go to Pliny Alwani and make sure he has the first bids, he has the first right, because he was closer relative. But now everything ties together. Now we understand why Boaz was so impressed with her. Because she was ready to buy into this even if she's not going to be a regular wife. That's an unbelievable sacrifice. A woman is 40 years old. She's ready to sacrifice the rest of her life to be a spare tire. That's an unbelievable thing. And that's what he said. Levilti lecha sacha abachurim. You could have found somebody young, somebody else who maybe would have married you like a regular wife. Unbelievable what you're doing. Hey, taf chazdecha. Lemaisa, when you came with your mother-in-law, you weren't signing a deal for life with her. You're coming down to Israel. But now you're ready to sign a deal where you're going to be compromised. And now this is ready, just to end, because I have to end now, this will also explain why this was the foundation of Mashiach coming. Mashiach comes from this marriage. Why? Because as I explained many times, kingdom In order for somebody to be a king, they have to think for the people. We said this many times. The Rambam, that the Melech has to be Lev Om. Lev Om means he doesn't think as an individual. The king thinks for the people. Right? It's like I give a marshal like a corporation. There's something called a corporate account. Corporate account means it's not your account. It's a corporate account. You could spend money from that account, but only for the corporation. It's not private. It's for the corporation. The king has to be a corporate person. He's not thinking for himself. He thinks for the tzibur. Memela, when Ruth came to Boaz, and she was ready to what? To give up even on her status of Ishus, just in order to continue the Shalshalas, that made her most worthy to bring Mashiach, to bring the Melech HaMashiach from her. Because that was total self-sacrifice. Total self-sacrifice, and that would explain why Shlomo HaMelech, it said he had a chair for the queen, Ema Malchus, the mother of the king. There was a throne there. The Medrash brings down that was Rus. According to one Medrash, Rus had Arichas Yomim. She lived until Shlomo. Shlomo had a king in his palace. He had a chair in his palace, a throne for Rus. Why? Because she had the midas of Ema Malchus. Shlomo HaMelech always wanted to remember what his job as a king is. His job as a king is not to think for himself. What was his living simon? His living simon was Rus. Okay, stop it.